Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Nun Zayin in Meseches Nedarim. I'm zochet to learn this with you from San Diego, California, where I'm a guest of my Talmud, Rabbi Adam Simon, and learning in the shul with the Balabatim here in the neighborhood. I miss Eretz Yisrael a lot, but there's a time that we need to go out and teach Torah to the broader world as well. Our daf is going to be discussing the halachos of Nedarim, in regards to the halachos of making a neder on fruit. In fact, our Mishnah is going to be one of the most important Mishnahs that we've spoken about already in the past. If you take a look, the Maseres HaShas has a litany of places that we've learned the Mishnahs of Konim Peiros Ha'elu Konim Hein Alpi Konim Hein Lipi, and different applications of the halachos of Nedarim, as well as we're going to discuss chilufein and gidulehen. In fact, later tonight, Rav Adam and others in the community asked me to do a halacha from the daily daf in regards to today's daf, and we're going to discuss tonight, Yemir Tzeh Hashem, the halachos of chilufein and gidulein and their implications in terms of halacha lemaisa that we've discussed already in previous dapim, that when one makes a neder, not only is that item asr, but if you grow that item, it's going to be asr as well as if you exchange it. So that's going to be the discussion of the Mishnah. And the Gemara is then going to discuss other examples of when you grow an item, and the halacha in regards to that item. And that's going to have implications in Hilchos Shvius, Hilchos Truma, Hilchos Arla. And in fact, that will involve the Amoraim up until the end of our perek, the halachos of Giduleim. Let's Be'ezer Hashem begin. The top line on Nunzayin Amad Aleph, Kainim Peiros Ha'elu Alai. If a person makes a neder and says that these fruits are going to be asr on me, Konim Hen Alpi, he says that they're going to be usher to my mouth. Konem hein lippi, usher b'chilufein u'b'gudulayim. As we've discussed in previous dapim, on memzayin, on tesvav, the halacha is that the item is usher, as well as exchanging the item is also going to be usher as well. If the item is exchanged for something else, then the exchanged item is usher in consonance with the neder, as well as gidulehen. If one plants the item, so then its fruits are going to be asr as well. Continues the Mishnah, three lines from the top, shani ochel v'shani toim. If a person says that I'm not going to eat or taste, so then the halacha is going to change. Mutter b'chilufein u'b'gidulehen b'dover shezaro kala. Then in such a case, if the seed, when it's planted, there are different types of items when they're planted. In some instance, when an item is planted, so then the seed disappears, it disintegrates. And then there are some items that when you plant it, then the seed does not disintegrate. So if a person says, ani ochel, that konim ani ochel, I'm not going to eat this, so then the item itself is going to be asr, but chilufein and gidulein are going to be mutter if it's zaro kala, if it's a type of seed that's going to disintegrate. Avol b'dover she'ein zaro kala, filu gidulein, gidulein, asr. But if something that does not disintegrate, then it's always going to be asr. Not only gidulein are going to be asr, also gidulei, gidulein are going to be asr as well. Continues the Mishnah, Ha'imer li ishtai, if a man says to his wife, Koinim maisi yadecha olai, I am making your maisi yadayim, your work, asr to me. Or he says, Koneim hein alpi, Koneim hein lefi, so then, asr b'chilufein u'b'gidulein. Not only are her maisi yadayim asr to the husband, but what happens, explains the Mefarish in Dibra HaMaskel maisi yadecha, what happens if he gives her peiros as schar for her maisi yadayim, so then that's an exchange, and those peiros now become asertim as well. Ubigudulein, as well as if she plants those maisi yadayim, that's going to be aser as well. Shani ochel, shani toin. But if he says on the maisi yadayim, that which I eat or taste is going to be aser, mutar b'chilufein ubigudulein. So then in such a case, that which is exchanged or that which grows is going to be permissible. Bedover shezaro kala. But that only applies to those seeds that entirely disintegrate. Avol, dover she'ein zaro kala. But those seeds that don't entirely disintegrate, afilu gidulei gidulei, Aser. Not only are the sprouts Aser, but even the Gedulei Gedulin are Aser as well. Mishnah continues, 8 lines from the bottom. She'at Oisa, that which you make. She'at Osa, that which you make. Any Ochel, I will not eat. Ad Pesach, until Pesach. Now we're getting into some vague Nedarim that we're going to point out that there are different ways you can understand the statement. Or, She'at Osa, Eini miskase ad Pesach. Those clothing that you make, I won't cover myself with until Pesach. So now, there was a provision that was made, and that provision was ad Pesach, until Pesach. So then, Osasa lufnei ha-Pesach, if she made it before Pesach. So he said that he's not going to have hanah from it until Pesach. So the Mishnah says, mutar lechol uliskasos achar Pesach. Then in such a case, he could eat and cover himself after Pesach. However, if he says, she'at osa ada Pesach, whatever you make before Pesach, eini ochel, I'm not going to eat. She'at osa ada Pesach, eini miskase, and that which you make until Pesach, I won't cover at all. So then, asa lefnei Pesach, if she makes before Pesach, asa lechol uliskasos achar Pesach. In such a case, then he can't eat and cover with it after Pesach, because he never said that the prohibition is only until Pesach. Similarly, says the Mishnah, 2 lines from the bottom, Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, Shat Nenesli Ad HaPesach, if he says that he's not going to derive benefit from something that she makes until, if he says that you cannot derive benefit from me up until Pesach, Im holeches es lebeis at lebeis avich ad hachag. If you go to your father's house up until Sukkot. So now we have a really vague neder. On the one hand, he's prohibiting her to derive benefit from his items up until Pesach, but that prohibition will only take a place if she goes to her father's house before Yom Tov. He doesn't want her to go home, he would like her to stay. And he has the ability to make such a neder. So then the halach is going to be halcha lefnei Pesach, if she went before Pesach, asura ba'anaso ad ha-Pesach. Then she's going to have the isur hana up until Pesach, because he said that if you go before the Sukkot, so then in such a case, you're going to have an isur hana up until Pesach. What happens if la'achara Pesach, what if she goes after Pesach, and she had derived benefit before Pesach, b'val yachel, there is an isur of bal yachel. Now here there's a machlekes rishonim who's over the isur of bal yachel. The Ran, earlier on Daf Tez Vav Amud Aleph, says that even though the husband was one who made the neder, the woman is over bal yachel devaro, because since she did not keep his command in terms of the neder, so she caused that she had derived benefit in a way that was aser. While the Rambam says no, that the iser of bal yachel, the husband, is over by making such a neder, and ultimately she had hana in a way that wasn't consistent with the neder. In many ways, the Rambam's position seems to make sense, because at the end of the day, he made the neder, and not she did, and not her. Continues the Mishnah on the top of Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Sha'at Nenisli Ad HaChag. He says that you cannot have hana from me up until Sukkot. Im Oleches At Leveis Avich Ad HaPesach. If you go to your father's house before Pesach, then it's Asur until Sukkot. Ha'olcha Lefnei Pesach. Asur Ba'anos Ad HaChag. If she goes before Pesach, then there's an Isra of hana up until Sukkot. Umuteres, up until Sukkot, umuteres lelech achar Pesach. But if she keeps the neder, not going to her father's house up until Pesach, then after Pesach she is allowed to go, and there is no Isra Hanah as delineated by the neder. We are going to have an very important analysis on the next Amud of Gemara in terms of how we look at Giduleim. We had learned in our Mishnah that if a person says, Konim Maisi Odecha Alai, so then in such a case, the item is Asur as well as Gedulehem. Yishmol Ish Kfar Yomu. Yishmol, who was from an area next to the sea, V'amrila Ish Kfar Dima. Some say he was from a place called Dima. Hela biyado batzel. He held forward the following shaila. That's how the literal translation of hela biyado. I believe the correct translation is that he raised a particular shaila. Some incorrectly translate hela biyado as he held up this shaila, and I don't think that is correct. He presented the following shaila: batzel, an onion, sheikaro b'shvius v'nata b'shminus, that was planted in the seventh year. It was uprooted in the seventh year. In other words, it had been growing during the year of Shemitah, which is this year. V'nata b'shminus, and then he replants it in the eighth year. Now, an onion that grows during the year of Shemitah has halachos that apply to it. The most common amongst consistent halacha in all instances is the halacha of biur. And that is that once the onions are no longer available to the animals in the field, we are not allowed to hoard the fruits of Shemitah. And therefore, there is a mitzvah for us to do biur. According to most Rishonim, that means to make the onions hefker. And that makes us no different than anybody else or the animals in the field. We eat equally during the year of Shemitah. So there's a mitzvah of biur on fruits of Shemitah. So you have an onion that is ikaro b'shvius. It's replanted, v'natu b'shminis, is replanted in the eighth year. V'rabu gidulav al ikaro. And then, after it's been replanted, it's become more than twice the size of the original onion. In other words, it's more than double its state from Shemitah, and therefore there's more in the onion, if you will, of the eighth year than the seventh year. And this was Rabbi Shmuel's Shaila. Gidulav heter v'ikaro iser. What happens in this case? The gidul was beheter, that was the majority, but the ikar was beiser. Kivan the rabu gidulav me'ikaro, if the majority of the growth is from the heter, and the gidul has overwhelmed the ikar in terms of percentage of size. Kivan the rabu gidulav me'ikaro, osin gidula heter malinus iser. So now it makes the iser bottle. Olo, or do we say not? That the ikar remains, and the ikar was aser, and therefore that cannot be undone. The Ran explains in the third narrow line that the nature of the safek is as follows. V'nira li di ikar sveke, i'amrinan di gidulan kiven shim shachim v'yotzim in ha'ikar she'eno kala. On the one hand, what you added from the eighth year is really an extension of its original makar. So then and it doesn't disappear. Like we mentioned in our Mishnah, that if it's zaro she'eno kala, it doesn't disappear. Maybe whatever comes afterwards is considered an extension of that ikar, and therefore aser. Or yavlu kehetru malinus iser. Or do you allow the regular principles of bittul of rov to take effect? Asla kameidu Rabbi Ami. The shaila was brought to Rabbi Ami. It's okay not to know. Lo yhavi biyode. As long as Rabbi Ami was applying himself as much as they could in Torah. Rabbi Ami, it's okay to say I don't know. I always like to say that the two great, probably the two biggest gaonim that I've had of Rabbeim are the ones that say I don't know the most, of Shechter and Rav Nevinsal. Asak meid Rabbi Ami lo avi biyadei. Asak meid Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka pashad lei min hada. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Nafka solved the shaila from the following halacha. The Amar Rabbi Chanina Tritoi, Amar Rabbi Yanei. Rabbi Chanina from Tritoi said from Rabbi Yanei, batzal shel truma shenot. The rabu gidulav al ikar mutar, a very similar shaila, and that is you have an onion that's of truma, and has been replanted, and now you have the gidul that's more than the ikar. So then, in such a case, it no longer has a din truma. The Ran points out very sharply and obviously that doesn't mean now that when the teaching of Rav Yanai said that the onion is mutar, it doesn't mean it's mutar. It means that it's not truma. Why do we say it's not mutter if it's not truma? Because now it returns back to its status of tevel. It's untithed food, and then you'll have a mitzvah to be mafrish, but it does not have a din of truma. Amar le Rabbi Yirmiyahu v'itam Rabbi Zikra, shavik mar trin v'avid kichat. Rabbi Yirmiyahu was ma'orer that Rabbi Yitzchak was following the opinion of the great Rabbi Yannai, but was ignoring the opinion of two other great teachers. Because Rabbi Avo quote from Rabbi Yechanan, the opposite halacha, that you don't follow the gidul, but rather you follow the ikar. Now we go to another sugya of planting in Shas, and that is the sugya of Arla. Yolda shesibcha bizkena. If you have a sapling that was young and within the years of Arla, that has been grafted to a plant that is no longer in the years of Arla, ubo peres, and there are fruits that were coming out from the sapling that was of Arla. Afo pisho sifa masayim. Even though the zakena, the non-Arla planting, added 200 times to the yolda, this is a halacha in Arla, that Arla is batal only 1 in 200. So afal pisho sifa masayim, even if there is 200, that's mevatalit, aser. Why? Must be because you're following the ikar. So what do we see? We see Rabbi Yochanan is against the teaching that we had said from Rabbi Yirmiyah. The Amr of Shmuel Baron Mechani, Amr Rabbi Yenison, as well as another teaching from Rabbi Yenison. Batzel shenoto bekerem v'nekar hakerem. If you have an onion that was planted in a vineyard, classic klayim. So we've gone from Shvius to Truma to Arla to klayim. If you have an onion that's being planted in a vineyard, and there you have a vineyard which now is classic klayim, klay hakerem, vegetables and a vineyard joined together, v'nekar hakerem, even if the kerem was removed, aser, nevertheless the onion is going to be aser, despite the fact that the onion has grown more than 200 times its original size when it was in the area with the kerem. Why? Because the ikar that started out as klayim always remains, even if you add to the actual growth. Hadar asla kamed Rabbi Ami. This was all taught in front of Rami. Upashat le min hada. And then Rabbi Ami added another memra when Yishmol ish kfar yama taught this, repeated all this in front of him. And he went to another case. We're not up to three. I think we're up to our fifth case of Zroim. Damer Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, litra bitzlalim shetikna. If you had a liter that is a type of weight that was even used in the time of Chazal, I don't know how it relates to our modern measurement of a liter, but Rabbi Yochanan said litra bitzlalim shetikna. If there was a liter of bitzlalim that trumas and maestras had been taken off, uzra, and it's planted inside of a field again, so now do you have to take off new trumas and maisers? Misaseres lefi kula. You have to take off a new set of trumas and maisers. Why? Alma osan gidulam evatlan ikar. Must be the exact opposite halachic conclusion that we had above. And that is the gidulin are mevatal ikar. And the fact that it had once been misukan, at once did not require trumas and maisers, that's all undone once that there's a gidul that dominates the original. So what do we see? We see gidulim mevatal ikar. Answers the Gemara, Dilma l'chumra shani. Maybe that raya that was brought is not a full raya, because over there we're talking about a case of being chayiv trumas and maisers another time, which is only a chumra. But what about a kula? Like saying our initial case of having the onion having the status of shminis from the year that doesn't require biur versus shah shnas shvius. For that, that's a kula. Maybe we say that the gidul is mevatel the ikar only lechumra, but not lekula, and therefore it wouldn't prove at full serve as a full proof to our original shaila. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Nun Zayin in Maseches Nedarim. Our Mishnah taught us, as we had already seen in previous Dafim in our Masechta, the Isser of Chilufayin and Giduleyin, that if one makes a Neder, then the Chiluf and the Gidul is also going to be Aser. We also saw that there is an exception if provided two things. The individual says ani toem, and it's an item which the seed or the fruit entirely disintegrates, then gidulehen is going to be mutter. The Mishnah also had some details of a neder that's held in abeyance, where a person says, if you go to your father's house before Sukkot, then the items before Pesach are going to be aser to you. We had a machlokas rishonim who's over the iser of nedarim. And finally, the Gemara began to analyze with many, many sugyas in Zra'im the status of gidulehen when one adds on to the ikr. Mirtz Hashem, tonight I hope to be learning with the Chevra in San Diego the halacha from the daily daf, and we will discuss the implication of the halachos of gidulehen in terms of other categories in halacha as well, particularly as related to the sugya of zeh v'zeh gorem. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf nun zayin in Maseches Nedarim.